Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, we now have the menu from 1587 and the pricing.
I just have one question. Is Duke's mayonnaise on the menu?
I don't know what kind of mayonnaise they use, but I would be disappointed if they don't use Duke's mayonnaise.
It better be Duke's. It's got twang.
It's got a yellow lid.
It's got a yellow lid on it.
Surprisingly reasonable, by the way.
I actually think the same thing. I thought it would be horrifically overpriced. It's not.
Yeah.
Oh. For the kind of steakhouse that you're going to at Lowe's.
Drop a few bends on.
Yeah.
$8.95 for a steak?
No.
Oh.
So, all right, let's go to the steak, actually.
I said surprisingly reasonable, not reasonable.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you.
So for a petite filet, 6 ounces, it's going to be $59.
That's right in line with what you would pay at any of the other steakhouses.
For now, 6 ounces.
There is a 40-ounce Wagyu tomahawk.
$345.
$345.
Yeah, but that's a Fred Flintstone-sized, the best cut of beef that money can buy.
I'll eat it in one sitting.
Lobster rolls, $38. Now, granted, I can already hear people rolling their eyes in their car saying, I could never afford that. This isn't for the average person. This is a high-end steakhouse.
This is like an anniversary type of once-a-year type of place for a lot of us.
Do you get fries on the side? No,
those are all going to be a la carte.
I was expecting it to be like $200 a person. You could easily get out of there with under $100 a person unless you're ordering the $345
steak. Like the marble chicken is $37. The Wild King Salmon is $47. Okay. Scallops is $48. Hmm. Twin Lobster Tails, and you could split that, $76.
All right.
How much for a Caesar salad?
I knew you'd make me go back there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a Caesar salad.
Or any salad.
The 1587 chop is $22. The French onion soup is $16. The farm salad is $19.
I bet you get delicious rolls brought to your table, too.
Here's where they get you, is on the drinks.
There we go. $20 cocktails.
Ooh, yeah.
30? 20.
It's more like 30.
Well, now, most of them are 20, Sam. most of them are 20.
Can you just go to the bar and have a drink?
20 what? 28?
No, I'm looking at the Heartland Highball for $18.
Okay. All right.
The Red Sea at 22. The Power and Light for 21.
I'm going to tell you, though, you guys, that is what you are going to pay at any restaurant downtown, at any restaurant on the plaza. You go get a fancy cocktail before your dinner. That is not out of line with what you're going to pay.
Text line, again, I didn't say it was reasonable. I said it was surprisingly reasonable.
See, what you do is you stop by the convenience store, pick up a sixer, hit it in the car before you go in.
Little.
Oh, you're
there.
Encouraging people to drive drunk?
Yeah.
No, Dan? No, you're in the
parking lot. That's what I'm hearing.
You're parked. Not drive drunk, just drink while in operation of a motor vehicle.
You know. Sit in the parking garage, arrive drunk is what you're saying. Michelob Ultra, by the way, 8 bones.
That's cheaper than at the stadium.
There you go.
That's like
all right, from the text line, Scott, cheaper. What about dessert? Dessert's expensive, y'all.
Okay.
The chocolate cake is 18 bones.
Oh, that's good.
Ice cream, $9. Sorbet, $9.
But
carrot
Scott,
cake, 18 bucks.
If you wanted to go sit at the bar, if you could get in, because there's going to be a line, do you want to go sit at the bar, have a glass of red wine and a piece of chocolate cake, just to say you went there, you could easily get out of there under $100.
Oh, sure.
Easily.
Side of Duke's mayonnaise. Priceless.
Duke's mayonnaise.
It's got a yellow lid.
I was walking through Hy-Vee today. Steak night is tonight, by the way. And
thank you for that shameless plug for my client.
I am all in with the Hy-Vee, Scott. And I'm walking through as I was charging my car. So I pop in to get a coffee and I'm walking by the condiments aisle and there it is.
Duke's mayonnaise.
I sent Scott and Sam a video. I could not stop laughing.
And then I did you guys up one.
Yes.
Because I actually have Duke's mayonnaise.
I couldn't believe you had it.
What do you mean you couldn't believe I had it?
Well, I just didn't know. Just didn't know.
So Dana sends me a video. She's at Hy-Vee. And she goes, look at what I found here in the condiments aisle. Duke's mayonnaise. And then I did her one better.
I'll do you one better, gang. Hang on, let me get my glasses on here real quick.
I go to my fridge.
Duke's mayonnaise. It's got a yellow lid. Bye.
This
see
is
you guys.
Duke's country song. It's a song about the best meal. It has a yellow lid.
It's got a yellow lid. Wait, stop.
It's my favorite commercial of all time, and I don't know why.
It's the surprise in his voice when he goes, look, it's got a yellow lid. Holy crap.
It must really be good.
It does have a yellow lid.
Of all the products, it has a yellow lid.
And a wang.
Twang. A twang.
Oh, it's twang.
A song about the best mayo. It has a yellow lid.
It's got twang.
It's got twang.
Yes, it does. Not twang.
Twang.
It's got a yellow lid. What color did you think it was going to be? And yes, we in my fridge, we have Duke's Manor.
When did you get it?
T bought it.
Did she buy it because she heard the jingle?
No. I think she just bought it.
You know why? She saw the yellow lid.
It's
she was walking
lid.
By Hellman's
right.
And then saw Duke's and went, it's got a yellow lid.
She said, I've mayonnaise. Always been turned away by that nasty blue lid.
Right? It's time to shake things up, people. On the condiment aisle.
Hellman's with your blue lid. Ugh. Gross. That's disgusting.
The mayo wars of 2025.
Which,
by
the way,
they call Hellman's on the West Coast?
What?
They decided for whatever reason that Hellman's wasn't going to work. Same brand, same exact mayonnaise, same company, the whole nine. Best Foods.
Wait.
Seriously?
It's the exact same company, but they changed the name just
product.
On the West Coast.
Yep.
I don't know that I've ever heard of any other product doing that. Can you imagine? I've got Townhouse pita crackers in here. Scott and I are sharing some hummus.
Some of the corporations out there do have different names. Look at Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Okay, you're right. But
yeah, that's a great point.
Why is that the case?
I don't know, but being in the dip business, it was very difficult trying to explain that to people.
I can't even imagine, Sam.
It was long days.
It was long days in the dip business.
That's right.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. Just to go back to last hour's topic for a brief moment.
Oh, God.
No. Because something just broke on CNN, the FCC chairman now says it, quote, may be worthwhile to also probe The View. I will point out.
He would be about the only one probing The View because is it still on the air?
It is still on the air. That is correct. It's on ABC. And I would point out that on The View today, They didn't even address.
Oh, you've got to
Jimmy
be kidding me!
Kimmel suspension.
Who is left on that show? I don't watch daytime TV at all.
Whoopi Goldberg is the only. She's the
Joy's not there anymore.
Yeah, Joy Behar is still there. I think. I know that I made a joke. Well, it wasn't a joke. It was true years ago that I would watch The View before I came into work because I found it mildly entertaining. They did not even touch Jimmy Kimmel's suspension
today
on the show.
Do they tape same day?
They tape in the morning.
I thought it was live.
It might be live. It's either live or recorded 1 hour prior.
Well, you know, they call it The View because of how many people are watching it.
What?
Yeah, The Viewer. I'm with Sam. I did not even know it was still on the air, but I'm not a morning or daytime television
So on right viewer. Now is Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, who's been there since season 11, Sarah Haynes, Sunny Hostin.
It's all right.
Anna Navarro and
they'll
Alyssa
come for the media,
Farrah Griffin.
And then they'll come for your guns and then your children.
But
and we'll still be on there. We'll break it down all for you.
I think it's worth noting that The View did not even touch Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. That means they got a note from on high from ABC, leave it alone.
Can I tell you about a run, do not walk, involving Woody Harrelson that we watched last night? If you are looking for a thrill... Like one of those movies where Scott, look at my fingernails. Look at my fingernails. Look.
They're poorly painted gray.
I chewed them off. They're nubs. Look at them. I chewed my fingernails off last night.
Why?
This movie.
You chew your fingernails when you're afraid?
When you're stressed out, do you not bite your fingernails?
No.
Oh, I'm terrible. There is apparently a documentary, and we're going to go back and watch the documentary tonight. About a 2012 deep sea diving accident. Do you know there's, speaking of the government, there's these big old oil pipes on the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone has to weld and fix.
Oh, yeah. The underwater
and
welders.
Maintain those pipes. Mm-hmm. And it is considered the most dangerous job in the world. Hmm. They take you out. Remember the Titan submersible?
Yes.
Where everyone was alive 1 minute and then dead the next?
Mm-hmm.
They take you out in a little much more secure without a
well, they
video
also
game
don't take you that deep.
Joystick. They take them out in this little thing. They pressurize you for several days in it. They drop the divers all the way down. And then the divers have to go down with this high-tech equipment and fix the pipes, right? Mm-hmm. It is the most dangerous job in the world. Woody Harrelson plays one of the three men on board this thing that goes down there, and one of their umbilical cords that gives them air snaps.
Oh, hell.
It is called Last Breath.
Okay, stop, stop. Save it. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Oh, Mike, I chewed
okay.
off.
All right.
My fingernails.
You're giving away the lead. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So here's the game, just so you're...
No, we don't need to talk about it.
No, I'm going to talk about it. If at any point, if one of us is talking and you hear that person burst into uncontrollable or goofy laughter, Dana's mom, Big Juicy, sent us these little... they're blackboards that with white markers...
Little tiny black flip boards. Yeah. And they flip up like a desk in grade school.
And so when we got them earlier today, I thought, this is the dumbest thing Big Juicy could have ever sent us. But what Dana and I have decided to do throughout the show is write something that we think is funny and usually pretty crude. And then while the other is talking, you turn your blackboard around and they have to maintain their composure while they're talking and... presumably reading what you wrote on their blackboard. So Dana's got her blackboard turned away from me. I have my blackboard turned away from her. And when she starts talking at any length,
Sam,
I'm going to turn it around.
During our last discussion, we're talking about Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's mayonnaise.
I didn't even realize his board was turned. And so, you know, he's talking about Duke's, you're talking about Duke's. I turn around and I look. And he writes, "It hurts when I pee."
Nice.
So I'm laughing, and we go to break, and I said, "Knock it off." These.
That was my very first Wi-Fi name, by the way, when I moved into an apartment.
What's what? Duke's
it
mayonnaise?
It hurts when I pee.
Did you just hear her break up laughing?
I did.
Turned my board around. Do you want to read it?
Thank you, Big Juicy, for making them pay even less attention to the show.
Why? You know, can we in all seriousness
read what I wrote?
He just wrote. That was supposed to be just.
Rito, stop. Focus.
That was supposed to be just a fart. It wasn't.
Nice.
You've got to call my mom, Sam. She is on a fixed income. She sent us four of these things. I sent a photo to my kids. I go, my God, someone has got to take Amazon away from that woman.
Oh, my gosh.
I greatly appreciate her.
I do, too. I love her so much. But, you know.
We'll send that to your dad. That was supposed to be just a fart. It wasn't.
How much do you think these cost?
These do not look cheap, to be honest. I think they're kind of expensive.
I don't deny that they are. Oh, my goodness. Did you see?
All right, no. Go back to your Run, Do Not Walk.
Oh, yes. Real quick. It is called, and there's a documentary and a movie. We watched the movie last night. It is.
What are you laughing? Dana wrote, "Your face looks like a productive bowel movement." Wow.
The name.
Am I going to have to play dad and come in there and take those away from
probably
you?
Probably in a minute. Yes.
We're done. All right.
We're done.
The name of the movie is Last Breath.
Super funny.
Yes. It was released in 2025, and we watched the trailer, and I thought, "How have I never heard of this movie? Was this like straight to?" DVD or whatever. Never heard of it. Woody Harrelson is good in it. Really good. You will recognize some of the other actors. Like,
I
can't tell you who the other actors are, but you'll recognize some of them, right?
Okay.
And it is based on the true story of the 2012 deep sea diving accident where these divers go down to work on these pipes on the ocean floor and they are tethered. The technology, you guys, will astound you. That even we have the technology to go down there, let alone repair things. And these scuba divers are highly trained. in what is the most dangerous job in the world to go all the way 300, 400 feet down.
Yeah.
And tethered to this thing. Wait. Do you know how much cord there is to tether these divers? I mean, it's, well, it's 300, 400 feet. Right. And they get all the way down there and there's a storm. And so the ship that is up top, these
they didn't know the storm was coming.
They did. These enormous ships that are up top that are tethering to the men that are down there and the equipment, the ship starts topsy-turvy, loses power, and then starts drifting. Well, when the ship starts drifting, the men...
The cords get to be pulled.
The men that are literally getting pulled, like you cannot even believe, one of the cords snaps. That's all I'm going to say. It happened. It is a true story.
Oh, it is a true story.
It is absolutely a true story. This actually happened in 2012. And one of the questions I have, like, how much do they pay these people who are so specialized to go down, and there's this very specialized word for what they do. I don't even remember what it was, that, to go all the way down to the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. You'd have to be a mechanic. You'd have to be a welder. You'd have to be a scuba diver. And you'd have to be okay with if anything goes wrong and something happens. They call it the umbilical cord. That's what it, I mean, it literally is a tangle of these cords.
A deep sea welder, depending on the job, can make anywhere from $54,000 a year to $600,000 a year.
I would bet it's closer to the 600.
They should all be making $600,000 a year. If you are claustrophobic, I mean, you guys, listen to this. Even when they bring you back up, think about living on a submarine. You have to stay within this little capsule 4 days so your body can depressurize with the gas and all that.
Rehabilitate.
Yeah, if you just popped out, they said your internal organs would explode.
The average is about $100,000.
You couldn't pay me $100,000.
It's going to have to be more than that.
To go 30 feet down.
I tell you what, when we were in Turks and Caicos, we went snorkeling.
So you're up. You're not even down.
Now, granted, you know, you can take the snorkel out of your mouth, dive down for a little bit, you know, for maybe 30 seconds, and then pop back up to the surface just to get closer to the fish and everything. But even when I would dive down for about 30 seconds, I'm like, get me back to the top.
It is so stressful that, again, I chewed my hand off.
From the text line, what is the name of the movie again?
It is called Last Breath.
Okay. What is it on?
Netflix, I want to say, or Amazon, one of those two, sorry.
The long period deep sea diving is called saturation diving.
That's it. Sat diving.
The work that they're doing is called underwater welding.
They're sat divers. And also, remember 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, where they have these gigantic scuba helmets on? They were those. This isn't normal scuba gear, like you're down looking for fish and sharks.
So saturation diving starts at $100,000 a year. The average annual earnings is $172,000 a year. But again, depending on the danger of the job, can exceed $500,000.
And one of the jobs, Scott, they go down there, and they're down there on this one job for 6 hours. And I said to Johnny, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, I'm sure you probably wear a diaper.
I have so many questions. Anyway, it's called Last Breath. It was gripping.
It was released in theaters.
It's well done.
It did not make money.
I know. I don't think anyone went to see it.
The budget was $24 million. The box office was $24 million.
Would that void your life insurance policy?
Yes. If you are a deep sea sat welder.
It gets great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
God, it's good.
It is on Netflix.
I'll just tell you this.
No, wait.
When his tether snaps, the other crew members have to decide, do we just let him go? You're likely not going to survive this. Mm-hmm. Or do we risk the ship to try and find him?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Last Breath.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Oh, did you hear that story? I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday on the show or not. I can't recall. The Spirit, I believe it was Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
They got way too close to Air Force One. I think we talked about this for a brief minute yesterday. and air traffic control down on the ground was like, pay attention.
Did he, I shouldn't say he, did he or she, the pilot in question, were they disciplined in any way?
I have no idea. No idea whatsoever. How do you get that close to Air Force One? And no, by the way, they do not. Now, I do remember we did talk about it briefly
yesterday. They told him five times.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in on the text line, isn't Air Force One constantly being followed by Navy aircraft or Air Force aircraft?
A pattern of jets.
And I believe the answer is not all the time.
The answer is most of the time, no.
Yeah.
Unless there has been some sort of significant event where they believe the threat is increased. For example, flying after 9/11,
right.
They had a pattern of jets right behind Air Force One.
Okay. I've been waiting all day to talk about this, and we're just going to do it right now. We have a switched at birth case.
Of course we do.
Only waited 90 minutes.
It's been months since I have been allowed to talk about a switched at birth case, and I'm about to unleash another one on you, as well as a monologue from Bonnie Bedelia in the famous Lifetime movie event, Switched at Birth.
Mm-hmm.
A Philadelphia area nurse has been fired after she reported a baby switch mistake.
The nurse was fired?
Veteran nurse Joyce Fisher had never seen a new mother as panicked as the one who stood before her on the maternity unit at Virtua Voorhees Hospital, screaming that the infant bundled in her arms was not hers. She's screaming, "Where's my baby?" Fisher recalled, and I couldn't answer her. Fisher checked the ID bracelet on the infant cradled by the mother and found, in fact, it did not match the ID on the crib or the mother's ID. She brought the baby to the room that matched the information on its ID bracelet and discovered the infant in there belonged in the first room. By then, both babies had been breastfed by the wrong mother, potentially exposing all four to things you don't want to be exposed to, right?
Okay.
Fisher called her supervisor and quickly determined that both newborns had been in the nursery overnight and were swapped into the wrong rooms hours before she signed on for her morning shift. Fisher thought she had done the right thing by reporting it to her supervisor. 5 days later, she was fired.
For what?
Well, I think they were worried she was going to tell somebody else. You don't think the mothers were going to tell someone this happened?
Okay, is this a big deal, breastfeeding the wrong baby? I ask as a man. I'm asking as a man. Don't get mad.
Women can breastfeed who are breastfeeding another woman's baby, but then you have to do the whole panel. You know, things like HIV can pass through breast milk.
There are people who sell the product for other mothers.
This is what
who
a wet nurse was
it.
Back
Sam,
in the
you can say breast
in the day.
Milk. It's okay.
The issue is that the hospital thinks that the nurse disclosing this information is going to subject them to a massive lawsuit.
They're going to be massively lawsuited anyway.
And the hospital's right, but so is she.
Hospital administrators said Nurse Fisher could have prevented the babies from being breastfed by the wrong mother if she had checked their ID bracelets at the start of the shift.
They're blaming her?
As somebody who has been in a hospital recently, it is, dare I say, almost annoying. And I understand why they do it.
I know.
And I'm glad
how
that they
how many times
it.
They check those bracelets.
They didn't come in my room and draw blood, give me a Tylenol without coming over, looking at my bracelet, and they said, state your name and your date of birth.
Scott, the babies were swapped in the wrong bins in the room out by the nurse's station.
But the bracelets didn't match.
How is that this nurse's fault?
It's not.
So listen to this. The incident highlights a perennial problem for safety efforts at healthcare systems. Hospitals rely on staff to report errors so they can address it and prevent the same mistake from happening again. But in this case, when staff speaks up, you can also end up in the crosshairs. So what do they want? Do they want you to report the mistake? Because by this time, you have two mothers who are frantic.
Right. The lawsuit is, I don't know if it was you or Sam.
Oh, it's
said,
coming.
The lawsuit was coming with or without her reporting this to her supervisor. The lawsuit was coming. There's no denying it.
She has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against the hospital, and I agree.
She
saw the error, corrected it, switched the baby's back, calmed the mothers down, and then went and told her supervisor. If something like that happened, and I want to hear from our people in healthcare, you have to go to your supervisor and say, oh my God, this just happened. We're probably going to be sued. You know, I took immediately corrective action, swapped the baby's back.
Here's the problem. She would have been fired if she hadn't gone to her supervisor.
Oh, 100%.
And here comes a lawsuit that we never saw coming.
Oh, you knew this and you didn't tell somebody?
Oh, you just tried to cover it up, sweep it under the rug? Uh-uh. Not up in here.
In all honesty, she may have saved them from a lawsuit.
Maybe.
If she was able to calm the mothers down.
Well, but we do live in a hyper...
that's true.
Litigated society. But... what other option did she have? She, by the way, if she's suing for wrongful termination as an amateur lawyer, she is going to win.
Oh, yes.
And she's going to win a lot.
Hospitals are under enormous pressure to swiftly and soundly rectify errors, especially in the Philadelphia area, this is, where multi-million dollar malpractice judgments have contributed to skyrocketing malpractice insurance rates and forced some hospitals to shutter services. At the same time, penalizing individuals who report problems can have a chilling effect, further jeopardizing safety. Hell yes, that has a chilling effect. If you worked at that hospital and now you see a mistake, are you honestly going to run to your supervisor? This woman got fired for it.
Aren't you supposed to? Aren't you required to?
That's what she would say. Yes, I was. I did what I thought I was supposed to do, and that's tell somebody.
Did she rat somebody out? Maybe. Who cares?
The attorney that's representing this woman says, quote, who's going to speak up now?
Right. If I know that you are siphoning off fentanyl and walking out the door with it every night, am I supposed to keep my mouth shut? I mean, I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
By the way, when she came in for her shift, she read the overnight report, which noted two babies had been taken to the nursery the night before at the parents' request and returned at 6 a.m. There were only two babies back there. There weren't 30 babies back there and they switched to. There were only two babies back there and they switched them.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So, by the way, if you recorded it because you are hanging on to a sliver of hope and you recorded the Royals game today, I'm about to give the score and just I'll give you 10 seconds. And then I'm going to give the score. And then I'm going to tell you what their odds are of making the playoffs.
Okay, because it was 6%. And then
yesterday it was 1.4%.
But we still had a chance.
Still have a chance.
1.4 more than zero.
Okay.
That's right.
So here is the score. I gave you plenty of time to turn down your radio. The Royals lost today to the Seattle Mariners 2-0.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The Kansas City Royals now have a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
We hit zero.
The odds are now what they call off the board at many sports books, meaning you can't even bet on them now.
Well, no, you can bet game to game. You cannot bet on whether or not they will make the playoffs.
Correct. The odds of them making the playoffs are off the board. So it is now at zero. They have a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
Because it would be inappropriate for them to allow you to bet on them making the playoffs
right.
when
knowing,
they know
knowing
for
you're,
a fact,
you're going to lose. You'll full bore lose that bet. You can't do that anymore.
Big Juicy, I'm going to throw those in the trash. I'm sorry.
Really quick, we're not going to make this a topic. We do talk about the scams that are out there all the time. I just think it's worth mentioning how brazen some of these scammers have become. The Clay County Sheriff's Department, have you seen this?
It's in the staff.
Has come out with a story, Scott, and a warning that a woman parked outside of their office almost lost thousands of dollars in a scam. Follow me here. These scammers are so brazen now, they are telling confused people under threat, we will meet you with a uniformed officer outside of the Clay County Sheriff's Department. And then some bozo dressed up as a police officer comes and steals your cash, never to be seen again.
What?
Sam, listen to this. Members of the Clay County Police Department found a woman parked outside of the sheriff's office with tens of thousands of dollars in cash. The sheriff's office said she was on the phone with someone who had called from an unknown number, but said they were a deputy and she had missed jury duty. The caller threatened to arrest her if she didn't pay a cash bond. They said they would send a, quote, uniformed officer from another agency to meet her, and she just needed to tell them where she was parked. The scammer said there was a suspension order and that she was not allowed to talk about the situation. They also threatened her if she hung up. While on the phone, the woman texted a family member, thank God, who called the sheriff's department and said, send someone outside right now. My mother's out there with thousands of dollars. They stopped it.
And they point out, and this is true, we will never call you to tell you that you have a warrant. We will never call you to demand money. If you get one of these calls, hang up.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything.
Why did they not lay in wait? Lie in wait?
Lie in wait.
Why not say, don't give them your money? We're going to be watching. Just wait. That just confused her more.
Because
I'm actually a Clay County Sheriff's deputy. We're going to wait until the imposter comes up to take your money. Put handcuffs on him.
First of all, she was on the phone. Remember, they told her, they threatened her, do not hang up the phone.
Oh, that's right. She texted her daughter.
Right. And so they would have to get into a text exchange. Hi, this is the Clay County Sheriff's Department. Don't look awkward. And then also, you're putting somebody potentially in danger. Who did not agree to be put in danger.
You're right. But now they're just on to their next victim.
Sam Stevie's going to see Nate Bargatze tomorrow night.
Yeah, you.
Wow, Sam.
He won the work lottery.
Good for you.
Yeah. Now they're just going to move on to the next person that they can scam. But you can't put somebody in danger who doesn't agree to be a decoy.
But you know there's a crime about to take place and someone is on their way to crime this woman.
But your job is to protect people from crime.
Am I the only one that doesn't believe that this cat was never going to show up?
Oh,
these
just...
people aren't local.
I think in this case...
isn't Joe Bob from the corner.
How do we know it wasn't local?
These scammers are all over the world.
Then why tell her to drive? This is why I said they were brazen. Why tell her to drive and park outside of the Clay County Sheriff's Department and we will send an officer from another agency to meet you to grab the cash.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it was probably going to escalate into something of like, oh, sorry, we thought you were here. Can you go ahead and just send it to us?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There's no way, because that is a serious crime. Impersonating an officer,
but Sam,
on the grounds of a sheriff's department?
In front of the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
But Sam, think about it this way. Why, if they weren't local, would they still be brazen enough to tell her to go in front of the sheriff's department? You would think at that point, you know, you would want to be as far away from law enforcement as possible, even if you are.
Great point. I have no idea. I find it hard to believe that this person was ever planning to actually show up. Kind of like the, you know, send me $900 and I'll come visit you thing.
Yeah.
Quick break for the news.
I'm Brad Pitt and I'm in the hospital and I'm in love with you and I need you to send me money.
Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie the Third. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.